Oh, g'day, guys.
Now, baseball, with respect, isn't really in the top 10 of sports played by kids in Australia. I only know a little bit because growing up, my brother actually used to play in the Diamond Valley League. So what got you into baseball?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I fell in love with the game T-ball. You just put the ball on the tee, you hit the ball, you jog up to first base, and I had a blast and just, fell in love with baseball. And little did I know, take me across overseas and help pay for my education and allow me to kind of pursue a career in it now.
What is it like? Because you made it to the major leagues playing for the Padres. They play, 180 games a season? You're constantly on the road. What is it like being a part of a baseball team?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. You know, you get to live your dream. You get to travel, see parts of America that you didn't think you would see, and get to play on a pretty awesome stage. You know, it's a blessing, and I still pinch myself today. I debuted 9 years ago, but again, still reminisce about those memories, and hopefully can be a stepping stone for players here in Australia, so shorten their learning curve, and they too can follow their dreams.
Because you were a pitcher, weren't you? So how much pressure is there standing in that mound, looking at a guy that's just wanting to bash that ball over your head? Like, do you get nervous before a pitch?
Well, the story I like to tell is I grew up wearing a particular player's jersey. His name was Chipper Jones. He played for the Atlanta Braves. And he was, in fact, the second hitter I faced when I got called up to the big league.
So
it's like I spent, my childhood idolizing this guy and, wearing his uniform. And then little did I know he's in the batter's box, the second guy I had to face. So got a little starstruck, no question. But I think once you get to that point, you build confidence through your work ethic, and it enables you to pitch at that stage. And pressure is it's the fun part of the game.
Baseball is such a beloved national sport of the US. What was it like being an import coming in? I mean, we often see it with the AFL, where we get recruits from Ireland. We get inputs from the States, if you look at Mason Cox. What was it like from your side of things?
Well, they welcome me with open arms. It's actually the demographic of baseball is very interesting. There's actually a lot of Latin American players, so it's not unusual to have international players in that scope. I actually went through the college route before I entered professional baseball, so I was able to create a little bit of a network and a little bit of a baseball resume before I hit the professional ranks, which definitely helped in that respect.
And having gone to college, how much did they love your accent when you went over there, Josh?
I was just there to get a good education and play some baseball. So
you're saying that because mum and dad are listening. Yeah, right, got it.
No, it was a life-changing experience, and I'm very blessed that I pursued that route.
Now, you're back here. You are going to be coaching the Adelaide baseball team. Is that right?
Yes, I've been coaching in the Australian Baseball League this past year, and hopefully it'll be back up and running this summer. But, fingers crossed at this moment with COVID-19. But other than that, I'm just giving lessons right now. And, in fact, one little endeavour I'm kind of interested in is helping cricketers with their throwing mechanics. So that's something I'm going to launch here shortly.
Well, that's very similar when they're throwing in from the outfield. It would almost be a similar action, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, I'd love to kind of pick their brains and then help them on their journeys too.
Yeah, right. So you're helping young people around Geelong on the surf coast at the moment. What's the deal? What's your setup?
So you can find me at builtbaseball.com, and I pretty much do all my workouts over at the Geelong Baseball Complex, which is in Warm Ponds.
Yeah.
And pretty do one-on-one instruction, group instruction, and I also do seminars to help players educate them on what it takes to get to the college level, because there's a few steps you need to knock out in regards to how to get your visa and get recruited by these schools that aren't really scouting here in Australia, but there's definitely a pathway. And again, just trying to shorten the learning curve for these guys so that they can share some of the experiences I was fortunate enough to have.
I love that you're passing it on to future generations. And you don't often hear of people who have gone through the journey to get where they have. So, Josh, we really appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll get those details up online too. But enjoy being back home for a little while.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for catching up.